our fashionista, Joan Lincoln, as we all sing along.
All right. My favorite Thank you for that.
Fashionista.
But the runways are hot this week. That's all I can tell you.
Right.
And I took a little poll. With a variety of age groups, women, and because I just wanted to see what their vibe was on the trends at the moment.
Okay.
So we talked about hemlines on denim because we all own denim.
Yes.
And the one hemline that you may or may not be aware of is like the uneven hemline. So shorter in the front, longer in the back.
Yes.
To show and you know, a soft little fringe, which I like the fringe hemlines,
mm-hmm.
but that. Shorter in the front and long. It's like the high-low hemline for denim. So you may have seen it, you may not have seen it, but we all decided it's just not
a You don't care for it. I don't care for it. It is cute, though.
Well, why do you think it was created?
It makes me think of back in the day when you had a train.
Except we're just lifting the dress up.
Oh, jeez. Okay. Well, I think the footwear companies designed it so that, you know, the front
you
embellishment on the footwear and the heel and, you know, that all could be viewed.
Oh, yeah.
Well, anyways, then the next big discussion was the cold shoulder tops.
No, I'm done with that.
Okay. So everybody embraced it. All of us.
What?
You like the cold shoulder? So the cold shoulder, what's the
big
cold?
Big box stores, little small stores like myself. You know, we all embraced it because it was a trend.
Yeah.
But apparently, women, it's not like their favorite. Now, mm-hmm. the shoulder area is the last to show the signs of aging.
Ah.
All right? So it's still a way for us to, expose.
Show a little skin.
Yeah. Yeah. And camouflage the other part.
And it ain't wrinkled.
Yet. Anyways, we all decided it was time to go.
I have a friend who does not like the whole open shoulder thing.
Oh, friend.
A dear friend of mine is not a fan.
Oh. Okay.
So the cold shoulder's got to go. Then we talked about chokers. So I think that a soft choker is the way to go, but these big, thick... harness-like.
Scary-looking.
Funny to see them because in the early 90s, for me, that was high school time, we were wearing those like crazy.
Yeah.
So to me, it's like, honey, we'd been there, done that.
Now you can go back to our generation, Tony, and we were wearing those as well.
When I was wearing them, my mom was probably like, Nikki, come on.
Yeah,
that was like 20 years ago.
Exactly. But my daughter still wears them, but they're more delicate. You know, brides are always going to wear them because, you know, they have those beautiful rhinestone, necklines. And so that we had that major discussion about chokers.
Are they in or out?
They're still in, but in a more subtle way.
Okay. Not the big, thick one.
And then there's the shapes of nails.
What's up with those daggers?
Right? They're called stilettos.
Wrong in every way.
Like, how can you type? How can you
do
text?
Anything?
How can you do anything?
And you look like somebody back from the dead, right?
Yeah.
Like a hand that would come out of the grave.
I'm not a fan.
Go take a peek, warm103.com, and click on the fashion first link. 101.